Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Our current debt is entirely unsustainable. And if we don't have a deal for any sort of budget reform by the time that vote happens, that's going to be very problematic. And it's not something that I'm going to be supportive of.
Representative Nancy Mace wonders how the potential political showdown over raising the debt ceiling will play out in the next couple of months. The U.S. reached its debt ceiling on Thursday, something Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned of in a letter to Congress. For now, the Treasury Department has taken extraordinary measures to ensure the nation doesn't default on its debt. While these measures can keep the country from defaulting until early June, Yellen said Congress needs to act promptly to keep the country afloat. As the legislative session gets underway, Republican House leadership will be looking to delve into some issues outlined in their Commitment to America plan. One such issue is education, with a focus being placed on helping students make up for pandemic learning loss, expanding school choice, and advancing the Parents' Bill of Rights. This particular piece of legislation would codify a set of rights to make public education more transparent to parents. Frederick Hess with the American Enterprise Institute describes why this is so necessary.
What I think the Republicans are doing here, and quite appropriate, is saying we have to have some guardrail about what is and is not considered a civil liberty for parents and families and taxpayers.
The plan will also be looking into health care proposals. Some issues Republicans want to cover include personalizing care to provide affordable options and better quality, and getting lower prices through transparency, choice, and competition. A recent Gallup poll finds 38% of people surveyed delayed medical treatment due to cost. While this Congress may be divided on numerous issues, Marilyn Serafini with the Bipartisan Policy Center said this is an area where bipartisanship can shine.
We have Democrats and Republicans that have consistently been focused on lowering costs, in particular drug costs, and this comes from the American people.
During the U.S. Conference of Mayors, several experts discussed problems with police retention and recruitment. According to a survey from the Police Executive Research Forum, resignations increased from 2020 to 2021 by 40.4%. Chuck Wexler with the Police Executive Research Forum said police departments are in a triage situation now.
We're trying to reform agencies and hire the best and the brightest. At that very moment, we're facing the challenge of a 3.5% unemployment rate in the country, where teachers and military are also facing this.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.